what is this book about, really?
Yeah. I would say this book is about understanding two fundamental mindsets from which we can approach any situation at work, in our personal lives, and an inward mindset on the one hand and an outward mindset on the other. Now, a lot of people have done work around mindset, and there's different work that people have done. The work that we've done is really about around mindset, really comes down to the way people see other people. And the way people see other people is really translates to the way people see themselves. So from an inward mindset, I really approach challenges or situations primarily focused on how others impact me and my ability to be successful. From an outward mindset, I become focused on what other people are trying to accomplish and how I can do my work in a way that's more helpful to others. That shift from an inward mindset to an outward mindset helps people move to a place where they're no longer invested in blame, where they begin to see solutions, challenges with silos and poor leadership, conflict go away. Accountability increases, innovation increases, because I'm now thinking just the way we've been talking about these last 30 minutes. I'm thinking about my impact on other people. And so in the book, to help people shift from an inward to an outward mindset, we outline a very simple pattern that you'll remember, that you can remember with the acronym SAM. First, I need to see others. What are people trying to accomplish? What are their challenges and needs and objectives? And if I can see that, if I can see others as counting the way I count, that have the needs and challenges and objectives that they have, just like I have mine, then I can adjust what I'm doing to be more helpful. And, of course, the last piece of that is to measure my impact. So I see other people, I adjust what I'm doing, and I measure my impact. Now, that very simple pattern can be applied at an individual level. It can be applied by a team in an organization, and it can be applied enterprise-wide. So as an enterprise, what is those that we deliver to as an organization trying to achieve? Okay, how can we adjust what we're doing to be more helpful? And then we measure our impact. And so the work here, this shifting to an inward to an outward mindset, I think it's applicable on all three of those levels. And what we've tried to do is share very real client-related examples that show how an individual and a team and an organization can make that shift, and some of the challenges in making that shift, some of the pitfalls in making that shift. It can sound very simplistic, but as you look at major organizational problems, they really are a function of this inward mindset. And as we were talking about at the beginning, our current results are being driven by our behaviors, either as an individual, a team, or an organization. And oftentimes we try to get better results by just prescribing new behaviors. And the challenge is that while our behaviors drive our results, our mindset drives those behaviors. And an inward mindset drives very different behaviors than an outward mindset. So even if I have an individual or a team or an organization that's operating with inward behaviors, I might be able to prescribe more outwardly looking behaviors for a time. And I might have the charismatic leadership or whatever to try to reinforce those and get people to adopt those behaviors. But at the end of the day, our behaviors always revert back to our fundamental underlying mindset. I think that's a critical point. And number two, that whatever our behaviors might be on the surface, what other people respond to is not merely our behaviors. They respond to our mindset. So what we've tried to outline here is a systematic approach to help individuals, teams, and organizations shift from an inward mindset to an outward mindset so that they can begin to engage in the behaviors that will drive the results that they want, both at work and at home.